The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Thursday and welcome to the Early Edge, everybody. We have a great show for you today. Frankly, before I even get in here every morning, it's already great because of what you're doing in the chat. Bradley Jacobs, Dan Clark, Chad Eubanks, Big Cheesy, James Valdez, love seeing everybody in there. Thank you so much for hitting the like button and being a part of this experience. Let's see how we did last night before we bring in the stars of the show. A few X's here, a few too many X's, 4-5. Mikey B hits Heat plus 4.5. Wow, that came down to the final shot for sure. The sniper, 1 out of 2, Mike McClure, he's back at it again. He's only lost one MLB pick this entire season. He hits Yankees money line, but we got to do better than this, folks, and we're going to try to do it with the stars of the show today. Let's go ahead and bring him in. We've got three of my favorite people here. We got Buckets, we got Maestro, and oh, hello, A-Mags. A-Mags, I got to shout you out because you've been putting a lot of picks on Sportsline, and you've had a nice little record. You actually tweeted out kind of, I think what you tweeted out yesterday was your record in MLB so far. Appreciate you doing that, but it's looking good so far, right?
Yeah, it's been really good, especially over the last week on the season. We're up around 15, 16 units, but on the website specifically in the last 14 picks, 13-1.
Wow. That's amazing. Those are Mike McClure numbers there, A-Mags. Very well done. All right. We can't get to official picks. Well, it actually literally is. I think he's 13-1 in MLB this season, so I'll have to go back and double-check that, but that's really impressive. Buckets, I want to get your official picks, and I want to get to a response on this Jonte Porter thing. Buckets, I'm actually going to kick this to you, but first I'm going to kick it to Larry, because Larry, Jonte Porter out for the entire season, banned from the NBA. We see, I mean, I think everybody can read in the news what he's done. I think everybody knows it at this point. Your reaction to this ban on Jonte Porter, Larry?
Easy call to ban a guy like Jonte Porter. Easy call to ban anyone. And I think the NBA is just glad it's not a superstar that this guy was. You know, he's such a bit player. I don't think you're going to see props with two-way players anymore. What he did was so much worse than what Pete Rose did, you know, betting against his own team, giving information to guys who would have made over $1 million on parlays had the books not sniffed it out and frozen the accounts. I mean, this is so beyond the pale, and it's not a risk because betting is legalized now. This has been going on. Now we're able to catch it, but I just think the NBA has a huge sigh of relief that it's not a bigger name.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's almost fortunate that it's Jonte Porter. I've heard some conspiracy theories out there that I don't even want to get into, but that maybe Jonte Porter's a setup, man. I don't believe in any of those conspiracy theories, but it is very fortunate that it's Jonte Porter and not a bigger name. By the way, Japan says, who bets 80K at 1 a.m.? Really good question. And Buckets, I got a question for you because we're always, I mean, a little bit more focused on American sports on this Early Edge crew, maybe more than we should be. I'm curious, in the soccer world, have we seen anything rise to the level of a Jonte Porter of this situation?
Maybe not quite to the level of Jonte Porter, but we definitely have seen it more than usual in the footballing world, the soccer world over there in Europe. Most noticeably, we saw Ivan Toney and we saw Sandro Tonali, a big player for Juventus and Brentford, some of the top players in the world over there in Europe, getting season bans, getting 10-game bans. And a lot of it, again, is not for betting on themselves, but betting on their own team. And as soon as you see that level, it kind of just makes things difficult to argue against. We saw Ivan Toney bet against Brentford in games where he did not play in those matches, but still, it's just something that makes it very obvious, very easy to punish, and it's something that we cannot allow in these sports.
All right. By the way, Kalo DeRockstar says, AMAXC and Proppy helped me get my book back positive. I absolutely love that. Okay, some negative news, though, Maestro. We've got some negative news in the NBA, and it's not just Jonte Porter. I mean, unfortunately, maybe part of the reason the Miami Heat lost yesterday, I hate to break this to Sixers fans, but Jimmy Butler, not only was Batum extremely hot from three-point land, but Jimmy Butler was playing on one knee for about three quarters. Your reaction, I mean, listen, this game is tomorrow against the Bulls. I believe now they're like a 1.5-point favorite. I'll have to double check that, or maybe a 1.5-point dog here. They're a 1.5-point favorite still without Jimmy Butler for the next few weeks. Your reaction to the Jimmy Butler news and maybe to this Bulls Heat game in terms of how to take a look at it.
Yeah, interesting to see what the Bulls did, and now Jimmy Butler's out, and they're still not even favored in this game. Yeah. That kind of tells you what kind of team they are. But the other game interests me even more with Zion out, mm-hmm. and the Pelicans absolutely own the Kings, beat them five times this year, dominated them on the board every time, but Zion is out. Brandon Ingram didn't look good. He didn't look healthy. So now the Kings have flipped to a small favorite in that game, even though they're on the road.
Yeah, if memory serves, Ingram wasn't even in the game during critical moments in the fourth quarter. So that one, I have no idea what to do with. I think that's going to be a great, and this is tomorrow night, right? So we'll have probably some props and some sides on tomorrow's show. But, man, I would really be looking to the prop department in that Kings-Pelicans game as opposed to the side. I'm very intrigued by this Heat game. There's a lot going into that one. Again, we'll have picks for that on Sportsline, of course, probably right now, but tomorrow on the Early Edge as well. All right. Let's finally get to some picks for today for Thursday Buckets. We're going to start with you. You got a couple of picks in soccer. You've got the floor, my friend.
We're going to start by going to the Europa Conference League. So we've got Champions League, then we've got Europa League, then we've got Europa Conference. So it's the third best tier of teams here playing in this competition. And we're looking at a match between France's Ligue 1 side Lille OSC taking on EPL side Aston Villa. And when these two teams clash, there's only really one way I want to bet on this, and it's keeping it nice and simple and taking the juice on this one. Over 2.5 goals at minus 130. Lille at home are a tremendous side, are a team that you really don't want to mess with offensively. But as always with clubs like this, defensively, they're just not quite there. In the first leg, Aston Villa did get a 2-1 aggregate score lead, which now forces Lille to attack, which opens them up to counterattacks from Aston Villa. This is a game that I think could end 2-2. I think Aston Villa will still qualify, but you got to take goals in a second leg matchup like this. And then for our second match, we're going to the matchup between Fenerbahce from the Turkish Super League taking on Olympiakos from the Greek Super League. And when I'm looking at this matchup, Sia, again, really only one way to bet on any or on any Fenerbahce matches right now, and that's just betting on a ton of goals. I'm going to read off their last five score lines, and I want all of you playing at home to see if you can guess what I'm going to bet here. Fenerbahce 2-1, Fenerbahce 3-2, Fenerbahce 4-2, Fenerbahce 3-2, Fenerbahce 4-1. That is right. We're going both teams to score in over 2.5 goals. One of, if not the best attack we've seen out of Turkey in years, with people like Edin Dzeko leading the line here. This is a team that, regardless of the opponent, can score 3 or 4 goals here. But man, they do not play defense. And Olympiakos being up 3-2 in aggregate scoring are going to be vicious again on that counterattack. This is a game where we could see again 4 or 5 goals in this one. See ya.
Okay, you know why I know you're going to hit this one? Is because it felt like you got all the pronunciations like perfectly correct. Even those players that I haven't heard of, you didn't stumble at all. That was an incredible, incredible take.
See, I do just want to say, because a couple weeks ago, I went back and watched my first ever Early Edge appearance just to kind of see how far I've grown. First of all, thank you everyone here on the show for putting up with me, because it was not good, not even close to being good. But also, that's just 2 years now of looking in the mirror and saying Fenerbahce, Fenerbahce, Olympiakos, and just kind of forcing myself to try to learn some of these names at least.
All right, hopefully I've got some time to look in the mirror during this show. By the way, speaking of takes, before we get to my golf pick, you had a take on Twitter yesterday, Buckets. You shot a three-pointer, and it was the perfect trajectory.
No. Go ahead. I shot a half-court shot, not a three-pointer.
That was from half-court?
That was from the angle was tough to see because you couldn't, see me shooting. But that was, that was half court.
Interesting. Okay, I'll have to go back and look.
And you believe him? It was his first take? Come on.
I actually do believe that because of the manner in which he set it up and then walked over. It just seemed like, maybe it wasn't his first take. I'm gonna take his word for it.
Larry,
I hit some of these on my first take too. So I gotta, I know I get doubted. I can't doubt Buckets in this one, but either way, it was a nice shot. The form we're going to work on. By the way, speaking of working on things, if you want to make a bet on these soccer plays or in golf or in MLB, go to BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you will receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got one golf pick that's already underway. I gave it out yesterday. Of course, it's the Cam Davis versus Ben Ahn. It started 20 minutes ago exactly. I've got another play that's starting in a couple of hours, and you're going to hear about it right after this break.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM, and Snug the Cat says, can we just agree that it was the first take that Buckets posted? Very lawyerly response from Snug the Cat Esquire. We go from one lawyer to another. Here's my pick. It's a round one matchup at the RBC Heritage. I'm going with two guys that are very good at golf. I'm going with Will Zalatoris -125 over Akshay Bhatia. Here's the thing. If you look at what Akshay Bhatia has done over the last, oh, I don't know, four or five tournaments compared to what Will Zalatoris has done, Akshay Bhatia has been better. He's been better certainly with the putter, but he's also been as good, if not better, with the ball striking. But just from a pedigree standpoint and from a course fit standpoint, I like Will Zalatoris in this one quite a bit. Now, listen, I don't want to belabor this point. I would talk about Will Zalatoris a lot on the early wedge. He was one of my outrights this week for the RBC Heritage. His ball striking is incredible. He's lost with the putter in three tournaments in a row, but the four tournaments prior to that, which we're not that far removed from, he gained with the putter each time. So I think he could be okay with the putter in this tournament. And if he is, I think he's going to control the ball better off the tee. And I think he's going to be as dialed in on approach, if not more dialed in than a budding superstar, let's be honest, in Akshay Bhatia. Maybe not a superstar, but certainly a budding star in Akshay Bhatia. So even though I think the talent is there for Bhatia, I like this round one matchup. Give me Will Zalatoris -125 over Akshay Bhatia. Hopefully we can go 2-0 today in our golf matchups. All right. Well, we just, A-Mags, I hyped you up to start the show. And honestly, I didn't need to do much. Your record speaks for itself. But you've got two picks for us today in Major League Baseball. And it's your turn, my friend.
Yes, yeah, see, I'm excited about a couple of picks here on some day baseball games. Look, only five games today in the MLB. But we get three of them in the daytime. So skip your lunch, go, you know, sit in the outside courtyard or whatever it may be at the office and get the games on, watch them a little bit. I think there's going to be some fun games here. And the first pick I'm going to have is, you know, you guys heard it on the show. What was it, last Saturday, I think? I'm going to go right back to the well. It's Ryan Pepiot over 15.5 outs for the Tampa Bay Rays. And look, Pepiot has actually gone over this line in two of three starts. I thought he was going to do it in the last start, but a home run by Lamont Wade with two outs in the fifth inning really just sunk his cause. They got the bullpen up at that point. It started rolling. But when he entered that fifth inning, I believe he was at 67 or so pitches. He was looking pretty good to get into that sixth. And I was honestly really not even worried about it. So I think we see a little bit of a better performance here today from Pepiot. And I do like him over the 15.5 outs. Secondly, I'm going to take it to the Boston Red Sox game. Look, the weather doesn't look great for the prospects of hitting here today in Boston, but I will say we don't really need our guy Andrés Giménez to hit a home run to cover this line. We're going to go over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs for Giménez. And really, when you see him up in that first, you know, two, three spots in the order on the away team, that's a nice spot, a guy that's going to give you quality at bat every time. Look, he was 0-for-4 last night. Pretty much everybody was 0-for-4 against Tanner Houck last night, all right? He was brilliant. You come back today in a day game off that quick turn. I think you get a guy like Giménez. He certainly is a professional hitter. He's going to give you some good at-bats. And when you look at the bullpen game the Boston Red Sox are going to roll out, I'm not too convinced between Bernardino and Criswell and whoever else they want to bring in that those arms are going to be able to put Giménez away. Look, we get it at +100 for over 1.5. So even if you want to go half unit, just enjoy it. You're ready at, you know, even money there. I think that's totally fine, but I like that pick.
All right, Amex, we got some follow-up here because at some books, the Pepio prop has gone up to 16.5. And of course, the question that you can expect is, would you take that?
Can I say really quick, this was out on Sportsline website. So if you got it on the website, you would have got it at 15.5. I posted it, I think it was before 7 o'clock this morning, Eastern time. So we're at, you know, 3.5, almost 4 hours getting to it from when I put that out. So it was certainly at 15.5 then, but 16.5, I like it, but I will say, we saw him, I think it was 5 1/3. Maybe it was 5 2/3 in the first start. So he's covered the 15.5 line in 2 of 3. I don't believe it's that for the 16.5, but I think he can get through the sixth inning. I wrote in my write-up that after using a bunch of the bullpen and the Rays heading to New York to face the Yankees, they had a major blow up by the closer yesterday in Fairbanks. I think that they probably want to stay away from the bullpen after the last couple of days. So getting Pepio through six would be a good idea.
Pepio through six. Very interesting. And by the way, that write-up, just to be very, very clear for everybody that's watching, who of course has already hit the like button, that write-up is on sportsline.com, correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's on Sportsline there. And when I was looking at it a little bit earlier, I did see there was some odds shifts. So always make sure you shop around, because actually where I got it at Caesars, that number that we post on the website was about like 10 cents worse than where it was at the moment anyways. So always make sure you shop around.
All right. And by the way, Japan says AMAG's notification woke me up this morning. So at 7 a.m. when that pick was posted, or around 7 a.m. when that pick was posted at 15.5, it woke Japan up because he's got his notification set on his Sportsline app. I absolutely love that. If you want to be a part of that Japan experience, go to sportsline.com/join. If you type in winners, you get 60% off our annual plan. And that annual plan, of course, includes way more than picks. It's not just the picks and notifications, folks. It's the models. It's the data. There is so much behind it. Check it out. It's such an unbelievably expensive price for what inexpensive price for what you get. Again, sportsline.com/join. Okay, that first game, Ryan Pepio, that starts at 1:10 p.m. We've got a few day games, as AMAC suggested. We're going to come back, and Maestro, we're going to finally get to your pick, but we also got some Sportsline picks, and we got something Buckets wants to say. But before he does it, we're going to take a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are back on the Early Edge. And Buckets, I saw you raise your hand. What you got?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a kid in middle school. Sorry there, Sia. I just wanted to address the elephant in the room, because I know a lot of people are talking about me and AMAGs right now, that AMAGs had sent me an autographed Jorge Soler baseball card, and then I sent it to PSA to get graded, and it got lost in the mail, completely out of my control. But I know that a lot of people are asking, are AMAGs and I still on good terms after that tough event? So I just want to let everyone know, first of all, yes, we are on good terms. And to prove that, I actually brought a bonus little MLB baseball play here in honor of Wersey, my good friend AMAX here. I'm looking, Sia, at the Diamondbacks games as they're taking on the San Francisco Giants. And I'm taking Jorge Soler over 1.5 bases at +105. And I am solely using the money I make from this bet to treat AMAX to a nice little dinner here. So just a little bonus to everyone to show that we are still on good terms, all things considered.
This is turnaround. Yes, I feel like to the extent that was an apology accepted. We go from lost in the mail to buying him dinner. That is fantastic. Way to turn the tide there. All right, let's get to some sports line picks. That's amazing, by the way. Rangers money line. This one starts at 1:10 p.m. as well. Again, this is Eastern Standard Time. We got Rangers money line -108. We got the new pitcher out there. AMAX, I do want to get your response. That's Leiter versus Maeda. Your thoughts on the Rangers pitcher today?
Yeah, so Jack Leiter makes his MLB debut. I think that that's really exciting for him. The strikeouts is at 4.5. I mean, he's been really good with strikeouts in the minors. So that, I think, was around minus 120, minus 130 this morning, and it's kind of steamed to like minus 170. Mm. I will say be a little bit careful betting on some of those props when these guys make debuts. If the leash is a little bit shorter, even if they get into a little bit of trouble, it could be kind of tough. You don't want to bet into a bad number. I don't think 4.5 is a terrible number, but I think minus 170 for it probably is. So I would stay away from that. I did see real quick question on the Rangers over 4.5 team total. I don't hate that, but our guy Kenta Maeda might be getting back into form a little bit. So just be kind of careful with that. I do think the Rangers probably win, but I'm not sure Maeda is as bad as we saw at the start of the season.
And by the way, Big Cheesy likes the under on outs on Leiter. And then our next sports line pick, finally, before we get to Larry's pick, we got the Ducks Knights under 6.5 at minus 134. That's an NHL pick, obviously. Ducks and Knights tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, under 6.5 at minus 134. All right, Larry, I don't know if you have any comments on the Leiter conversation. I know he's a pitcher that some people are pretty excited about. But what I'm excited about is that you have a series pick in the NBA, but you also have an MLB pick, which was going to be a first five for me, which I'll get to the way I was going to play it. But you got a couple of plays here. Let's hear about them.
Yeah, in the NBA, I bet the Phoenix Suns to beat the T-Wolves at minus 130. You can get it still at minus 130. It's going up. I wouldn't play it higher than minus 140. This is just such a great matchup for the Phoenix Suns, even though they are the sixth seed. You can't get inside against the T-Wolves. They're very good defensively on the interior. You need shooters, and you need mid-range shooters. And what do the Suns have? They have Durant. They have Booker. They have Beal. And they've proven it time and time again in this matchup. They just took apart the T-Wolves twice in recent weeks. Beat them all three times by double digits. This team is healthy. The big three are healthy. When healthy, this is one of the best teams in the leagues. And the T-Wolves have had a great season, but I think it comes to an end early. I'm taking the Suns to advance. And then in MLB late tonight, I think the Diamondbacks are rightful underdogs, but not this big. They shouldn't be this big of an underdog against the Giants. Both teams have not looked good so far. Logan Webb, not as dominant at home as I think he's reputed to be. I think this season there are some warning signs. If you look at all the advanced metrics, he's been terrible against left-handed bats, and he's got to face Carroll and Peterson and Marte. So the D-backs do have some really good left-handed bats, and Ryan Nelson of the D-backs, Amex can testify to this. He's a guy who's terrible at home, over 7 ERA in his short three-year career, but has been excellent on the road with a 3.32 and dominated both times he pitched in San Francisco last season. So I just think the Diamondbacks offering a little too much value to pass up.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I was looking at that game from a first five standpoint. Just in no particular reason, although the Diamondbacks bullpen has been a little sketchy so far this season, but the plus a half on the first five, betting on Nelson and the Diamondbacks is minus 110. So, I mean, again, you're getting the plus a half. So if there's a tie, you're going to win the bet there at the end of five. That's something I'm probably like, I was so invested in golf this morning, Larry, that then I saw your pick come in. So I just kind of laid off, but I do like that D-backs first five, as Moshi points out. Yeah, D-backs first five plus a half. I do like that play. Larry, I got a question for you though. I realize I'm taking a plus 110 dog for a series price, but it would almost be dishonorable of me not to challenge you in a showdown, because I have been borderline making fun of Suns backers this entire season. I hate the way their lineup is constructed. I don't think they're a tough team. I don't think they're a playoff team in spite of having a big three, if not a decent four a shooter with Grayson Allen.
Did you just say you don't think they're a playoff team?
No. I don't think, I don't know what I said there.
That's what I heard.
I don't think they're a legitimate playoff team.
Okay.
I don't like how they're constructed at all. And listen, I agree that the Timberwolves are not the best matchup in terms of facing a Suns team. I just think this team is tougher. I think they got some stars on that team. They got some dogs. I don't think there are any dogs on the Suns. So if you're willing, Larry, forget about the plus 110, the fact that you're a favorite. I'll challenge you in a series showdown, T-Wolves, Suns. I'm on the T-Wolves. What say you?
I say play the music, and I also say I'm going to give you the plus money.
Whoa!
It's going to be a-
That type of confidence is not what I was expecting. And now I feel like I'm on the wrong end of this. But I am so happy to fade the Suns all the time. All right.
Your Venmo, you will get 110 instead of 100 if that should somehow come to pass.
A man of integrity right there. He's giving you the full value.
That was impressive. I think that's the first time somebody's just volunteered giving the plus money. Very much respect to a long-term bettor. I'm not surprised from the maestro. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Buckets, we've got the Aston Villa over 2.5 at minus 130, and then Fenerbahce, Olympiacos. Got it. I totally nailed that. Both teams to score, plus over 2.5, minus 110. RBC Heritage later this afternoon. Round one matchup. Will Zalatoris, minus 125 over Akshay Batia. And Larry Hartstein, a.k.a. the Maestro. Suns to win this series over the Timberwolves at minus 130. Showdown approved. Diamondbacks money line, plus 146. And I also like the Diamondbacks first five, by the way, plus a half if you want to take that around, minus 110. Ryan Pepiot over 15.5 outs from A-Mags at minus 119. And Jimenez over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at even money. Sportsline picks, Rangers money line, minus 108. That's at 110. A lot of afternoon games in MLB. Get those bets in. And then, of course, Sportsline also has the NHL pick, Ducks, Knights under 6.5 at minus 134. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, what a show. We covered everything. Some NBA topics we're going to be covering tomorrow, too, with a couple of games that have a plenty of intrigue, especially from an injury and side standpoint. Hopefully some props on the show tomorrow in the NBA as well. But you know it's going to be BPE Friday. We're going to have a lot to offer, including golf picks and all of that. MLB, of course, too. On behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, threes and fours. On behalf of Buckets, A-Mags, and the Maestro. This is The Early Edge. I am the counsel. Have a great day, everybody. We rest our case.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing. I feel
it in my soul. I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.